The Guardian.
Not quite a walkover, but certainly it was fairly comprehensive. That Federer, who many had written off as a guy whose time had passed, simply came out and played wonderfully well. In the circumstances, it's hard to see how Murray could have won him.
And was it a question of Federer being terribly subtle as against Murray's power, or what?
Murray's game is, you know, he's a very good tactical player. You know, he mixes up the angles, mixes up pace. The way it turned out was that it was Federer who was the guy who was playing the kind of clever tennis. You know, he had his opponent running around who was mixing up pace and combining that with just some brilliant winners, and he served really well. He didn't really have much of a chance.
One of the things Murray had said that helped him to beat Nadal was he got his return of serve in. Of course, Federer's always terribly important in that. Did Federer sort of beat him on that as well, though?
Return of serve, certainly. But, you know, just in every single department. And it was kind of ominous, you know, you're sitting there watching, all right, full of patriotic fervour. In the first game, you know, Federer just blows him away and you think, oh my goodness, this could get ugly. It was important in the second set, you know, Murray had got over the shock of the first set almost, he kind of recovered his composure and played decently. And he might have won the second set. He got a couple of absolute stinking line calls, including one on a point which would have given him a break against Federer's serve. Not only was he done by his opponent, he was done by the line judge. In one way, as a tennis fan, it was wonderful to see Federer playing the way that he did. It would have been great if Murray had the wherewithal to stay with him for a while and perhaps he would take one or even two sets.
The thing is that Murray has really transformed his position in the world, hasn't he, by the way he's performed in the US Open.
Literally, he's risen from sixth in the world to four. There are now four top players who have separated themselves from the rest. There's Federer, there's Djokovic, there's Nadal, and now there is Murray. There's also a kind of sense that over this last 2 weeks, he's kind of grown up. He's always had this reputation, kind of undeserved, really, like a man-child almost, like a big baby. Kevin the teenager is this kind of great cliche about Murray. But watching him this week, he just seems becalmed, just seems to have somehow woken up to the fact that if he accepts the circumstances, there's no point in raging against the circumstance. But you save your energy for beating your opponent. And his ranking at this stage in his career is higher than Federer, so, you know, that's a good sign.
And as for Federer, 5 times US Open champion, that's a record that he's equaled. I mean, he is still superlative, isn't he?
To see Federer play like this was wondrous. He's 27. The window for most tennis players, if you look through history, the window of maximum potential for tennis players between the ages of 22 and 26. Federer's now 27. People would have said, oh, right, well, maybe I've seen the best of Roger Federer, but it was wondrous to behold. He plays tennis in such a kind of fluid and balletic way that you can't help but like him and wish him well on the court. And it was great to see him come back to his very, very best.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.